This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One hears a lot that in its politics, Hollywood tends toward the liberal. The Kansas-based Koch brothers, whose company you may know is an on-again, off-again underwriter of this program, in their politics, they tend toward the conservative. And one would imagine that that twain would never meet. Except movies are expensive to make, so producers need money, and movies can be profitable, and people with money like profit, which is where the Koch brothers come in. Their participation in a company providing what's called slate financing, a company once run by now Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, was revealed by Tatiana Siegel in The Hollywood Reporter this week. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Steven Mnuchin, we know about his Hollywood experiences. How do the Koch brothers figure into all this?
Well, secretly, of course, but back in 2013, Steven Mnuchin was putting together some investors for the Rat Pack Dune slate financing facility for Warner Brothers movies. And he brought in a few secret billionaires. And at the time I was covering it and I didn't know who they were. And I sort of always kept it in the back of my memory. And then I sort of recently found out and confirmed with three sources that it was the Koch brothers as well as Bill Gates.
Tell me what slate financing is, would you?
Basically, every studio except for Disney has them. It's partners that come in and they co-finance across the entire board of films of a studio. So Warner Brothers, let's say they put out a certain amount of films every year, they will have this partner, in this case, Rat Pack Dune, that puts up 50% of the studio film's budget.
Just overall. So they're not financing specifically, shall we say, Wonder Woman, but just the whole slate.
Pretty much. Okay. Warner Brothers keeps back a few of its sort of best bets, like they keep back the Harry Potter movies. But for the most part, it's all of the movies.
This story is an interesting confluence of money, entertainment, politics. None of those are strangers to Hollywood, though. I wonder what the reaction has been as this story has come out. What have you heard?
Well, I would say that the people I've talked to, there was a collective like, oh, my God, this is horrifying to hear. It shouldn't come as a surprise, though, to anybody. There's no shortage of really rich people who come in and invest in various ways in Hollywood. But what's different here is usually people who do that, it's because they want to get a good seat at the Oscars and really make a show about it because they know they're not going to make a ton of money out of it. But in this case, they're not doing it for show. They just are sort of like, okay, let's put some money here and see what happens.
One of the things you point out in this piece is that investors typically get into Hollywood, and then once they discover how tough the movie business can be, unless you get a mega blockbuster, they get out pretty quickly, too. And it looks like the Kochs and other folks in with Steven Mnuchin have hung around for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, it's 4 years now, and they haven't lost money, but they haven't made a terrible amount of money either, because it's pretty much at even. But yeah, usually you do see a quick exit, like, oh, you know, that was fun being in Hollywood, but it's time to go make real money somewhere.
Yeah. Let me get back to your earlier point about the reaction from many in Hollywood about this news that you broke. I wonder if they're going to stop taking the money, right?
Well, they can't. There is a deal in place that goes through a certain amount of time. Now, whether Warner Brothers re-ups that deal when it expires, I believe in 2019, you know, obviously they'll have that option. And who knows, the Koch brothers might be out by then.
Right.
Mnuchin's already out. So, well, right. He's put the money into his stake into a blind trust.
Right. Because he had to for his disclosure. Do you have a sense that there are others in this besides Koch and Bill Gates?
I do, but I don't know who else they are. And because they're not required to make that information public, I don't know yet.
Huh. Tatiana Siegel, senior film writer at The Hollywood Reporter, writing on the Koch brothers in Hollywood. Tatiana, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.